They're like husband and wife. You know, you want your spouse to love you for you. Now, you know, I know people that, you know, I marry him and I can change him. You can't change nobody. You can change him by accepting him for who he is and love him and show him, but you can't change him. But that's what God wants us to, just love him for who he is. That's our free will, to come to him and love him for who he is and what he's done for us. Like I said, he could have made us, because when the crowd was worshiping him and the Pharisees was telling him to make the crowd shut up, and he said, if I shut them up, he said the rocks would cry out and praise him. If he can make a rock cry out, he could have made us praise him all day long if that's what he wanted. But God is not a vain God. God is not a selfish God. Whatever God did, he did it for us. Because he could have did whatever he wanted. He did it to us, for us to learn, for us to grow, for us to be with him, but willingly. 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 And so, getting back. It said, God will never leave you nor forsake you. Because of our sins and choices we sometimes make, we go through things, and if we decide not to listen to God, he will let us go right ahead and fall on our faces, because we, like I said, he gave us free will. So God is love. He is peace. He is full of mercy. He's not a vain God. He's not a vain God. He's not a vain God. Everything he did out of love. You know when people do stuff for you and they do it because they expect something in return. He didn't expect nothing in return. Everything he expects in return is for your benefit. It's not for him, but it's for your benefit. Now, he loves it when we praise him. He loves it when we worship him. When we worship him, he loves it. But it's for you. It's for you. He got the angels flying around him every day, worship him and praising him. But when his children worship him, oh, my God, he feels. Well, don't you feel good? You know, my kids gave me a surprise, and my husband gave me a surprise 60th birthday, and I did not know it. They really surprised me, and they really got me, and it made me feel so awesome that my children thought that much of me to do that for me. You know, they took care of everything. They didn't even let my family chip in or nothing. They told them to come enjoy themselves. And it made, you know, it just filled my heart. Okay, that's the same way God feel. That's the same way God feel when we show him praises and worship. That's the same way it just fills his heart. So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together to fit into God's perfect plan of bringing good into our lives. For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his design purpose. We were designed to fulfill his purpose. But every last one of us, he has a plan for us to get there. We don't just jump up and do this. AJ, I train with AJ, and I never train with him again. Never. But AJ just didn't get up overnight and decide he wanted to be a trainer. LeBron didn't get up one day and decide he wanted to play basketball. And I know AJ went through some pain. I believe LeBron went through some pain. Was that Michael Jackson? He was one of the greatest ever entertainers that ever lived. But when he died, they say he was addicted to pain pills. He had so many broke bones in his body. He had broke his bones so many times. But to get to that great, to be the great one of the greatest entertainers, he had to go through pain. He had to go through that pain, getting up on that stage. Nobody knowing how bad he hurting. There is pain in fulfilling your purpose. And a lot of us don't want to suffer. I don't want to suffer. Nobody likes to suffer. There's no pleasure in suffering. No pleasure in suffering. No pleasure. But there is suffering. They crucified Jesus. Why we wouldn't think they're going to crucify us? There is suffering getting to our purpose. There's things we're going to go through that we don't understand. Things, if you follow Christ, there are things you're going to experience that's going to hurt. People are going to turn their back on you that you never thought would turn their back on you. It's going to hurt. But we can't stop. Turn to Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And like I said, his purpose, we were called to fulfill his design purpose. Is that God is able to work all things, not just something. God is the author who wrote the book, and he finished the book. And even though we must go through some suffering of the present time, we already know that we can make it because we read the end of the book. The devil is defeated. Those that suffer with Christ shall reign with him. We already know the end. It's the middle part that we got to go through. It's the middle part that we got to suffer through. It's up to us to not stop in the middle of the book. It's up to us to keep going until we get to the end of the book. He has already signed off on it. It's done. It's finished. Just go to the end. And believe it or not, he is your biggest cheerleader. He is your biggest cheerleader. He has no desire for anyone to fail. No desire. No desire. That's not his heart. No desire. His desire is for everyone to win. Everyone. I need Psalms 33 and 11. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generation. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generation. And in the Passion Bible, it reads, his destiny plan for the earth stand. Sure, forever plan remains in place and will never fail. His plan will never fail. It will never fail. It will never fail. No matter what nobody tried to tell you, it will never fail. And his plan includes his people, those that are called by his name, those that will hear his voice, those that will follow him, because no other plan that's reigning or taking over, thinking it'll take over and throw God off the throne, it ain't gonna work. It will never work. Only his plan is gonna stand. Only his plan.